Well, the big news today is J-Lo and A-Rod have split for good. So we had heard that they had split, I guess like a month or so ago. They said they splitting up, but maybe they'll go to therapy. They'd been going to therapy. They'd been the whole time during COVID, and therapy like wasn't really working, but they decided to give it one more shot. So first we heard they split, then they heard they're going to try again. So I guess all for this past month, they've been quote unquote trying again. Maybe they went back to therapy. Maybe they're just trying to work out whatever their issues are. But the issues seem to be twofold. Like he seems to have cheated on her. And whether he actually physically had sex with that girl from Southern Charm or whether he just had like an emotional affair or sexting or whatever, it doesn't matter. You don't do that to J-Lo. It's J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like she's just not, if it was me, I'd be like, all right, well, I get it. I mean, that girl's super hot. Like, uncle, I get it, you know. But I mean, it's J-Lo. How do you cheat on J-Lo with like some reality star and then expect J-Lo to want to come back with you? So
it's a man's world. That's all you can say is a guy is going to get sick of J-Lo.
Right.
And look elsewhere. Billy Joel got sick of Christy Brinkley. A-Rod got sick of J-Lo. It's possible.
Right. I guess it's true. But I was like, even if you're A-Rod?
Yeah.
But so, yeah. So what happened was they put out a statement today that they're going to remain friends and they're better off as friends and it's over and goodbye, whatever. They didn't really give a reason. And we had heard that he had taken a contract with a team that was nowhere near any of the places Jennifer Lopez has houses.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty clear that he was already planning on moving on because he took a, I want to say the Diamondbacks. Is that a team?
I didn't know he was still in baseball at all.
But that he was doing something.
No, I don't know, he retired.
Maybe an announcer. He's
400 years old. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know. There was some news today. They took some contract maybe as a
water boy.
Commentator, yeah. Or a water boy or something. He took some contract in a city that is nowhere near any place where Jennifer Lopez was ever going to live or be. Mm-hmm. So that was the first like, huh, moment. And then they announced officially they're split, but he is saying that he wants to try to get back together with her. And he is working really hard to do whatever he can to make her happy. And he posted on Instagram this video where he's like, showing us all of their personal photos and look at them together. It was really pathetic. It was like, and it was like a high school boy thing. It was like, and here we are on the beach, and here she is kissing me.
But then 10 minutes later, they came out with the, hey, we're broken up email.
Right. Yeah.
Lion King Kitty says, I'm a little curious. This happens to her all the time.
No, it happens to her, meaning J-Lo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's a pain in the ass. It doesn't matter how hot you are. If you're a pain in the ass, a guy's going to get sick of you. Period.
Yeah, she does really go through guys. I mean, you're right, Lion King Kitty. I mean, she was engaged, so she wasn't quite married. This would have been her fourth marriage.
It's like Jennifer Aniston. She's on some commercial for, I don't know, shampoo, hair things or something.
Aveeno.
Something she's on, but there was just a shot of her face on TV just looking, and then she gives a little wink, and I'm looking at it going, oh dear God, that girl is, it's not even real how hot she is, right? But
okay.
She can't keep a guy. She's gotta be a pain in the ass,
right?
That's the only thing I can come up with. She is that hot, any guy would put up with it, but I guess they won't.
You know, or she's picking the wrong guys. That's the other thing, too. I don't think J-Lo picks the wrong guys. I think she might be a little bit of a nightmare. I think she's not easy. You know, I think she's a tough sell. So I think it's probably tough to. And, you know, she's working all the time. The business is always the priority. The business of Jennifer Lopez is more important than the social.
Nothing's
aspect.
Been going on the past year and a half, though.
No, not true. No. Are you kidding? She has clothing lines, perfume. She's still out there promoting that stuff. She's shooting a movie right now with Josh Duhamel. Remember there was a whole thing where they had to recast it a billion times? So she's in the Dominican Republic shooting a movie right now. So she's working. She's busy.
Yeah, I want to break up with her already. You're going through all the things she's doing. I want to break up with her, and I'm not even with her. So sounds like a pain in the ass.
But I think she chooses guys who don't want the competition. You know, it's like they think they do because she's J-Lo and she's hot and she's rich and, you know, she seems really fabulous. And then once you're in that world, once they bring you into that world and you realize how much, don't you remember? I'll never forget the Truth or Dare documentary. Remember when, did you ever see that? The Madonna documentary?
No.
Truth or Dare?
No.
Okay. The most fascinating part of that documentary was us watching Madonna in her Madonna world, where she has people around her constantly fawning all over her, hair, makeup, this, that. And she's dating Warren Beatty. And there's a scene where Warren Beatty is watching her being fussed over. And he says, why do you live your whole life in front of the camera? And she's like, well, what other life is there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's J-Lo and all the men she's with. You know, that she's Madonna, where she's always like, needs to be fussed over, needs to look a certain way, works really hard on her body, works really hard in her career. And the men are just something else. You know, they're not as important.
No, this is the problem. When J-Lo goes on the red carpet, it's great to be on her arm because mm-hmm. she looks amazing. She spent 8 hours getting ready, tucking everything in, taping things together. She looks amazing. You look like a king standing next to her. Fast forward to the weekend, she's laying in bed, no makeup, farting and snoring, and you go, I want that hot J-Lo all the time.
Right. You went to bed with the magazine cover and
right.
you woke up with you.
And you look over and you go, then you look at your phone and some, you know, 9.5 girl is texting you and you go, oh, look at her. So
right,
that's the
right.
issue. And put on top of that, she's a pain in the ass. So now she's farting, snoring, no makeup, and a pain in the ass.
Right. Well, she's demanding. She's a businesswoman. You know what I mean? I think she's a businesswoman in everything she does. Mm-hmm. And I think people get on her about that because she's a woman. You know, a guy, it's a double standard. Like, you know, a guy can behave that way and he's not a pain in the ass. He's just, he knows what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she knows what she wants doesn't make her a pain in the ass.
I'm just telling you what guys think.
Okay. All right.
And you go, oh, God, she's a pain. Oh, look at that. That girl is so hot. And she sent me boobies. Look at that. Yeah.
Okay, so you think A-Rod saying he's trying to get back together with her is BS? It's just spin?
Saving face.
Making it seem like he's heartbroken as opposed to the guy who cheated on J-Lo.
Right, because if he's with J-Lo, I think he thinks he's hotter to women because he's got J-Lo and girls aren't going to stop at that. They're going to try to take him away from J-Lo. So
right.
he's going to say, I'm still with her. I'm working on it. Now it's a game that some other girl can play to try to break
right.
them up. I'm the one that broke up A-Rod and J-Lo. Me.
You don't want to be that girl, though. I mean, that's what this girl from Southern Charm has been famous for now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, you don't want to be that girl because she has a lot of fans, people who really love her and defend her. So I'm sure that Southern Charm girl is getting a ton of hate.
I don't know. We'll see. All she has to be, girls, listen up. Just don't be a pain in the ass. Let him do that and that and sometimes that. And don't be a pain in the ass. That's all we want.
Right.
Just sit there. Don't say anything. Watch TV with us. Enjoy Letterkenny when we're watching it. And just don't be a pain in the ass.
Right.
And don't screw my brother. Other than that, we're fine.